step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, what's up? I'm Pete McCarthy of Osmo. The divisional round coming up. We're looking at the Saturday matchups and how it breaks down with some of the plays on Prize Picks. Prize Picks, these are daily prop-based contests. Make sure when you sign up, use promo code OSMO. You get yourself a $100 first match deposit bonus. You also get 1 free month of OSMO Plus Platinum when you sign up and make a deposit at Prize Picks. You receive an email within 24 to 48 hours with information to redeem your free month of OSMO Plus Platinum. Download Prize Picks in the App Store, on Google Play, or play on prizepicks.com. So we'll start with Cincinnati, Tennessee. Big picture in this game, I lean towards the Tennessee Titans. I actually don't think they're a better team than the Cincinnati Bengals, but they're finally fully healthy. A.J. Brown, Julio Jones, and Derrick Henry all in the mix on offense for this Tennessee team. They have not been healthy together very often. So I do think that Cincinnati is probably going to be playing from behind in this game. Joe Mixon, I'm not looking at his rushing yardage. I'm looking at the receiving yardage on Mixon. 18.5 is the number. They're relatively low. Mixon's been a big part of this Cincinnati passing game of late. 70 yards, 40 yards, 28 receiving yards in his last three. And those were all wins. If Cincinnati's playing from behind, they'll have to throw even more. And I think they got to find a way to keep Joe Mixon in the mix here. Also, big problem for the Cincinnati offense this year. Joe Burrow gets sacked a ton. You got to find a way to get the ball out quick against capable defense like Tennessee that, again, is going to be fresh. One way to do that, get the ball to the running back. So I do like Joe Mixon in this spot, the receiving yardage to be there. I do find the Tennessee offense a little difficult to try to predict exactly who's going to be getting the ball, how it's going to play out between all of these threats being healthy and being out there on the field. So I'll look at the Bengals and Joe Mixon and go over on his receiving yardage line at 18.5. And the projections like that, too. They have him at close to 22 receiving yards. Not that different, but in the mix there. All right, this is my favorite pick of the weekend, A.J. Dillon. Well, we've been waiting to get this guy. January football, Lambeau Field. The temperature is going to be extremely low. We're looking at 38.5 rushing yards for A.J. Dillon, and he's been such a big part of this offense when Aaron Jones got hurt. And even when he's come back, they've continued to mix in A.J. Dillon. And look, you look at this San Francisco 49ers team. They are playing a third straight game on the road. They were banged up last week. Now, they're expected to have Fred Warner and Nick Bosa on the field, but are these guys actually going to be 100%? And when we get to the second half and it's the third quarter and maybe the Packers are up a score, does A.J. Dillon start running downhill at these guys? That's exactly what I expect to see. So I like the over here for Dillon, 38.5 rushing yards. I'm going over that. Dillon has been over this number in three straight games, 11 of 17 games over the course of this season. So it's something that he has done. I like the matchup here with the Packers against a relatively banged up 49ers defense. And give me A.J. Dillon in the playoffs. Been waiting to see this all year. Physical running back. Love to see it this weekend. Here's a pick that kind of jives with that. If A.J. Dillon's going to be taking over the game in the third quarter, being a big factor, start running downhill a little bit, then the Packers aren't going to need Aaron Rodgers going back and throwing 45 times in this game. So I'm going under on the completions for Aaron Rodgers. No knock on Rodgers, but I think it jives well with Dillon, with this running game being a factor for the Packers. There's a lot of different ways for them to beat you. Rodgers, look, he could beat defenses over the top as well, put up the yardage, but not necessarily need a ton of completions. I don't expect the Packers to be down late in this game where Rodgers has to throw a ton. And if you look at what he's done over the course of the season, Rodgers has actually been under 24 completions in 10 of 15 games. He matched it in another to get to the full total of 16. But two-thirds of the time, he's under this number. So in a cold weather game where I do think the Packers can lean on their running game a little bit, I don't think they need Aaron Rodgers to be throwing the ball over and over and over. And the projections agree with that big time here. Projected for 21.5 completions by Osmo. That's a full 2.5 completions under. So again, the way that I see this game playing out, the way the projections have it with Aaron Rodgers, I like this one as well. And again, I love the way that it pairs up with A.J. Dillon. Give me a lot of Dillon in that third quarter and Aaron Rodgers under on the completions here. So you can play all three of these. You could do a flex play, play it a little safe. You get 2 out of 3. You get a little chunk, but not the full diggity here. If you get all three in a power play, you get 5 times your money. So that's the way that I like to play it. Go to PrizePicks.com. Use promo code AWESOMO for a match up to $100. Make it happen on PrizePicks.com.